بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين، وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. The next chapter is on the cup that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam normally would use to drink. Thabit radiallahu anhu relates that Anas radiallahu anhu showed us a large wooden cup which was lined with metal and said, "O Thabit, this is the cup of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." And it is also mentioned that later on this cup was sold for a large amount of money. Imam Bukhari rahimahullah also drank water from this cup, from the cup of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The different types of fruits that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ate. Abdullah ibn Ja'far radiallahu anhu, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ate qitha, ate cucumbers with dates. Another hadith, of Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, he ate dates with watermelon. Another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he ate melon with dates. And the reason why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he did that was because dates are hot, and watermelon, melon, and these types of fruits, they are very cool. So that to have everything moderate. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he ate dates. Sometimes he used to eat only dates. Sometimes he used to eat dates with these other fruits, which used to be cool. The next hadith is on the description of the things that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drank. Aisha radiallahu anha, she says, the drink most liked by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was that which was sweet and cold. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he loved to drink. Over here, sweet doesn't necessarily mean anything that is added with sugar. Rather, naturally sweet, referring to water. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he liked to drink cold, sweet water. Another hadith, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says, that the Maymuna radiallahu anha, one of the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she served milk in a vessel to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to us. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, he also drank milk. And there's a dua, specific dua for milk, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite. Allahumma barik lana fihi wa fima razaqtana wa atimna minhu. So there's a few du'as that are mentioned as far as the milk is concerned. Allahumma barik lana fihi wa zidna minhu is also mentioned. The next chapter is on how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drank. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he drank the water of Zamzam in a standing position. So as far as Zamzam is concerned, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he stood and he drank the water of Zamzam. Anas radiallahu anhu, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam drank water in three breaths, and he used to say it is more pleasing and satisfying in this manner. So three breaths referring to three gulps or three sips. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, he drank it in two. So honestly, there's no really contradiction that sometimes the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would drink in two sips, sometimes in three. You'll find most of the hadith, the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam drinking it in either three sips, if not then two sips. But he would avoid drinking water or any type of drink in just one sip. As far as other drinks are concerned, normally you will find the hadith, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he sat down and drank. And to stand up and drink is against the sunnah, except for the water of Zamzam. Next hadith is on the chapter. The next chapter is on using the perfume. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, amongst the things that he loved the most, this is one of those things that he loved. He loved perfume. And he loved to keep himself in such a manner that he was presentable at all times. He used to do that in public, but at the same time, he used to do that at home. So itar or perfume was something that he loved a lot. Anas radiallahu anhu, he says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he had a sukkah. He used a fragrance from it. Sukkah was like a wooden little small box in where he used to keep his perfume in. Thumama bin Abdullah radiallahu anhu says that Anas radiallahu anhu did not refuse itar. He did not refuse any perfume. Anas radiallahu anhu. And Anas radiallahu anhu used to say that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam never refused the acceptance of itar. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, if someone offered him some perfume, he would never turn that person down. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, three things should not be refused. Three things should not be refused. Number one, a pillow. If someone gives you a pillow to lean or to rest on, and if you're in a need, then to use it. Number two, fragrance or itar. And number three, milk. So these three things, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he advises that if someone gives it to us, even if we don't want it, if we, then just have a little bit. Unless if a person is lactose intolerant and he can't have milk at all, then it's a different story. But in normal cases, if a person is not, then even if you don't want to have a lot, just have a little bit, so that we are following the practice of the Prophet alaihi wasallam. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the itar of a male is the fragrance of which spreads and has less color in it. And the itar, or the perfume of a female, is that which has more color and less fragrance. So as far as the perfume of a man is concerned, it should have a lot of fragrance. And it should have a muscular smell to it. As far as, you know, women are concerned or female are concerned, they are allowed to wear perfume, but not in such a manner that it attracts others. So it is allowed for a woman to wear perfume at home and for her husband, and just like that she's allowed to, but if she goes out, then it's not permissible for her to wear perfume in such a way that others can smell, especially strangers. And that is a means of attraction. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that a woman who goes out in that manner, she is getting the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because she is attracting strangers. So that's something that should be taken very, very seriously. The next chapter is on the speech of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability of practicing upon the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we discussed tonight. SubhanAllah. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك